Time to have a look at this week's movies. We do that each and every Thursday with Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Garth, lots of movies happening this week.
I know. Look, you know, we've been in that period of time where there's been not a lot of great big blockbuster movies, but we've had a lot of niche product out. And, of course, last week we have one big blockbuster.
Yeah, see, but the movies, they've been good movies, and then you've got the blockbuster.
Yes, that's right. Well, the blockbuster's done all right, though. And, of course, we're talking about Thor Ragnarok. And, you know, a lot of people who have been and seen the first one and maybe thought, you know, I don't know who these people are, mind you, but you know, they've said, oh, maybe the first one wasn't so great. You know, there are people out there that are saying that, by the way. But this one, they've come out and said, wow, amazing film, very funny, and very I don't know, they feel very endeared to it.
Well, with that aside, this week we've got a couple of interesting movies. Now, I loved the first Bad Mums movie. I just thought it was sensational.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not just because Mila Kunis and Christina Applegate were in it. That was what drew me to the film in the first place.
Right, okay.
And I just loved the movie. But the second one, have you got some thoughts on this, Garth?
Yeah, look, this is just a continuation of the crassness of the individual movie that came along. Yeah, an absolutely massive cash cow for the distributors in this film. But look, you know, you have got Mila Kunis, you've got Kristen Bell in this film. And you know, in this time, in America it's been called Bad Mums Christmas. In Australia, I don't know why we need to have a different name, but it's just Bad Mums 2.
And it's flying high all over again.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But look, this is about their mums are all coming home for Christmas time, and they all have a different bent on what Christmas means for them. It's wild, it's hilarious, and I think you'll have a lot of fun coming out to have a look at it.
Christmas is a magical time, full of wonder, excitement, and joy. But do you know the secret behind what makes Christmas so special? Moms.
I spend months picking out the perfect present for everyone. You know the only thing I get in return? Coupons for free back rubs.
That's not okay.
That's not bad, I guess. I'm going to go and see this film.
I think you can go to that film and just sort of, you know, A, check your mind at the door, but know that you're really going to have a good belly laugh throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, and the old check your brain at the door scenario, I love that. Look, let's delve into another one of my favourite genres. It's the horror movies, and Jigsaw bringing that Saw series alive again.
Look, and is this number 17? I don't know how many of these things.
Number 48, I think.
Number 48. Now, this is your genre of film, isn't it?
This is one of the ones
that I just walk past the cinema door and don't go into. This is look. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about this film than I can, because you know, really,
I'll do it next week.
If you love horror films, if you love some very sadistic type of storylines on screen, this is the one for you. Look, it's MA15 plus. This is one of those films that really is going to have you horrified. And you know, we've been actually having some fright night screenings as well. So you know, people lurking around corners in cinemas and you know, jumping out at people. So be prepared.
I would have come and done that as a part-time gig for you. Let me know next year when you do that.
Another
okay?
paid gig.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
Help! Oh, dear, you love a good horror movie, Garth.
Oh, my goodness, no.
You're sweating after that 10 seconds of
the trailer. I really just don't. I'm flabbergasted. I don't know why people like horror films, but, you know, it's just not mine.
Let's pay our $10 knowing that we're going to get scared for an hour and a half, basically. Okay, moving on, a couple more to go. Three Summers.
Ben Elton is the director of this film. You know, everyone should know who Ben Elton is, Australian comedic, superstar, if you like. This film, you know, he's actually been here locally doing question and answers in town as it released early last week. Also in this film, Michael Caton, John Waters, so you've got the cream of Australian comedy, if you like, starring in this particular film.
I'm not going to pretend that pub rock is my scene.
It is not pub rock, it's folk rock.
Folk rock is pub rock.
The punters love it.
Punters loved Hitler.
Wow.
Oh, no, they are different. They are different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing with her. They're different.
Right, okay.
Yeah. See, it got you thinking. That's a good movie.
But look, you know, and it's always great to support Australian films as well. So if you like a comedy, if you like some Australian film, then absolutely come out and support it. Limited screenings, though, so check your guides and get in quick.
Okay, and now it's one for the kids.
Yes, absolutely. A new concept has arrived called Event Junior, so check your guides for this one. This is all about getting out and having the kids, you know, during the school time. But, yeah, this is a screening of a weekend. You know, the 5 and under kids. Barbie Dolphin Magic is the film. Now, producer Rob told me he saw this one, you know, in a preview screening. He saw My Little Pony. Okay, but this one's is the Barbie film, and it really does tailor towards the young kids five and under. So if you've got preschoolers in the family, they'll certainly love it.
Why do I get the feeling that I'm going to get lumped with? Oh, that's the wrong word. I'm going to get suggested that I take all my nieces to these films.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Yvette Junior.
That's right. But look, this is one of those films that everyone says, Barbie, I don't really like those films, or I don't want to be linked with seeing them. But when you actually sit down and start to watch them, or you catch them on the TV, and I'm guilty of this, having young kids, you tend to get drawn in. So don't dismiss it. Take a look, and certainly take the small kids out. And the Yvette Junior is all about giving intermissions and activities and all that sort of thing. So littlies tend to get a little bit wriggly in the cinemas, and they have an opportunity to get those out.
As long as you teach them how to eat the cinema food properly, Garth.
Leaving a mess everywhere. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, that's at home. No, the secret is, right, you have popcorn, choc top and a drink. Now, what you do, you eat the chocolate from the choc top.
Right.
And then you take the ice cream, you dip it into the popcorn and eat that like that.
Right. See, everyone has their own take on how you do cinema film.
Everyone looks at me very strangely when I suggest that, but don't knock it.
And a lot of people will put their Maltesers into the popcorn as well. That's also another take on what you do at the cinema.
No, that's just weird.
Okay.
All right, listen, a little bit later, we've run out of time. Before 11, I'll give you the chance to pick up a double pass at Event Cinemas. Thank you, Garth. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
To RFM right now, it is 10:30. Good morning.